Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop. As North Butler last season, the Bearcats went 6-3 and made it back to the playoffs. And Coach, your thoughts on last season for this Bearcats team and how it's set up your team for this season?
Had a very good season last year. Unfortunately, we had some injuries that kind of hurt us at times where we couldn't get everything clicking at the same time. But did very well last year. We had a bunch of seniors and upperclassmen that worked hard and really were great leaders for our guys to push us through.
And for your team, entering the offseason with a lot of pieces returning for this team, what the offseason work has been like for football after you were able to take a little break and then get back into the weight room?
Yeah, we've had summer workouts going on. A lot of guys in the weight room, coming to speed and agility stuff, getting stronger, faster. We were also able to participate in some 7-on-7 camps, work on our passing game some, so that was great. Just trying to clean some stuff up still and work on our timing and get some new pieces put in.
And during the offseason, at a program like North Butler, you have a lot of multi-sport athletes that are participating in different sports over the course of the winter and spring. Have you seen that help your football players be even better?
Yeah, we encourage the kids to be in as many activities as they can, just to stay busy and stay in shape. You know, we want them to be out a bunch. We want to have success in other programs as well. So they're all encouraged to do something else. And if they're not in another activity, we want them coming in doing some of our workouts and stuff. But just as long as they're doing something and not just sitting at home or just watching TV or anything like that.
You had mentioned some 7-on-7 camps. When were those? Were they at a collegiate event or where that work was able to get done?
We had some just a couple weeks ago during the summer here. We were able to have some with some surrounding schools, and it was nice to get together and play some schools that are a little bit bigger than us even at times, and just to see how we could compete and what we still need to work on as well.
And a lot of high school programs, that week before practice begins, they utilize that as a camp week for their program. Has your team been able to utilize that week as well?
Yeah, so we had just finished up with camp week and everything. Threw a lot of stuff at the kids. They did an excellent job picking it up. We still got to clean some things up, but they've picked up on some new things we put on offense and defense. They're getting a better grasp of now. The younger athletes that we have are really seeing how it's a big jump from going from eighth grade to freshman year and how much it's changed for them as well. So we've been able to throw a lot at the kids, but we were able also to sit down and talk them through it so they can understand what we're doing and why we're doing certain things in certain ways.
And getting to have camp last week, from your experience being in this role as a veteran, how it really draws extra players to want to join the football team as they get a taste of what it's like.
Yeah, it gets contagious at times where you hear some people talking about it and then they say, oh, my friend wants to come do this, or is it too late for them? And we always say, no, get them out here. They're more than welcome to come out and participate and be part of the team. So it's always good to get them excited for it. I know these guys are really ready to get full pads on and start hitting, so it's an exciting time of year.
And during camp week, what did the schedule look like as you have some of your players that are doing summer jobs and different things, balancing that? What time of the day was camp happening and what you feel you were able to accomplish during the week?
We had to have camp in the evening just for everyone's schedule. The assistant coaches had other prior commitments as well. So we all got together and found a common time. And then we'd have classroom time for a while, discuss the playbook, look at some film, some other stuff that we'd go through. And then we'd go down eventually when that was done and just kind of go through some of our offense, defense, and some drills that were specific to certain spots or certain calls that we have going.
And camp is really beneficial too, Coach, for building that team bond here early in the off season. Have you noticed that that's helped connect the team even better and really bring the community support even stronger during camp week?
Yeah, we've had a lot of upperclassmen being supportive to the younger ones, giving them pointers and tips of what they do, or if they have a mistake, they help correct it. And a very friendly way. So it's nice to see that they're stepping up and being role models on the team as well. And it also, our guys, you know, they do a lot of good things. They usually go out for team bonding. They'll go to a meal. They'll carpool together. And past couple of years, they've been going, and they go and hand out roses to people that are working at, like, Pizza Ranch and stuff like that. So it's always good to see that, and it's something they came up with. So it's nice to see that they're taking ownership of it and being part of the program, and they're proud to do all that.
More with the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, as we are getting closer to the start of the 2025 football season. Practices officially began this week, Coach. How have things been going with your team as you had a very successful camp week last week to set the table for your team as practices get underway?
They've been going well. Like I said, we still have some stuff we need to clean up and fix, but we've been very happy with how it's going so far, just making sure that everyone's in the right place, running the right plays, doing the right blitzes and all that. So it's minor details we just need to clean up. For the most part, we've got everything kind of already put in and discussed, so it's just coming through and just fine-tuning everything and make sure we have it and we have the right calls and blocking scheme and everything else lined up as well.
And I have heard some football programs before school starts will utilize two-a-days. What the practice schedule looks like for the Bearcats as you get ready for opening week?
We'll just go into kind of our normal practice schedule. We pack a lot into it. We go high intensity practices. We try to keep them a little on the shorter side just so we don't wear them down too much. We keep it high intensity. Like I said, we'll have conditioning during drills as well, kind of sneak that in. So we don't want to overwhelm the kids and just beat them down so they can hardly move or anything else. So it's a little mix. We'll go high intensity, low intensity at times, but we try to get everyone rotated through so they catch their breath.
And some of those little things that this team is fine-tuning as you get ready for the start of the season is you have a lot of veterans back and you've been able to really not reteach things, just improve things that your players already know.
Yeah, we have a lot of returners that have seen some playing time or started in the past year or two. so it's just more, like I said, fine-tuning and making the adjustments from even – our offensive calls to formations and blitzes, everything else. We've kind of adjusted some pieces that we felt like didn't work real well last year. Or if we change one little thing, it'll work a little better. So we're just kind of going through with a fine tooth comb right now and making sure that everything is how we want it. So when the season really kicks off, when we get into game week, we have our basics down and just can really focus on our opponent.
From your experience, Coach, is there much of a difference between week one and week two of practice? Because a lot of coaches I talk to, when it comes to football and many things, it's building blocks to get to that point that you want to be. Is there things that are added when you move into week two of practice with the foundation you already have?
Yeah, we pick up the tempo a little bit more at times. And the kids are just held to higher expectations of it, especially since they've already had a week. They've had the playbook to look through and gone through, ask questions. So it's really just cranking it up and going high intensity and getting as many reps as we can and making sure, like I said, everyone's in the right spots.
Final thoughts, Coach, as Bearcat football is back and ready to go as you work through your first couple weeks of practices.
We're just excited for the season to kick off. The boys have been working real hard, putting in a lot of time out of season and in season as well here. Coaches have put in a lot of extra time too, so we're just really excited to get it started here and have another great football season.
Well, Coach, thanks again for the time. Looking forward to catching up with you throughout the football season and hearing about this excellent Bearcats team as you move into 2025.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.